A new children's book gets its launch in Sheboygan this April. We'll visit with the author on today's Spotlight. I'm Kevin Zimmerman. California Cheese is the title of a new children's book by Sheboygan author Lee Trotta. We recently visited with Lee to talk about the book and the launch event. We're visiting this morning with children's book author Lee Trotta, who has written a book called California Cheese. We're going to find out about that and a promotional appearance he's going to be having soon. Thanks for spending some time with us, Lee.
No problem. I enjoy it.
What got you into writing children's books? I'm interested in hearing the story.
Well, I have children of my own, and I was always good at telling them stories, and I tended to repeat the characters over and over again, and they loved them so much they asked me to write them down. So eventually I gave in and wrote one down with some repeating characters and decided eventually to publish.
At that time, was it an easy decision to publish, or was this more like dipping your toes into the water to see what it was like?
Well, the first book is called Florida Cheese, and it stars three mice who happen to live in New York City, so it just sort of hit a chord with a lot of people, and it was sort of dipping my toe in, but 300 people bought the book, so it was a success.
I would say so. Now, you're from Sheboygan, so I would imagine cheese fits right into your thinking when you write books, but how did you come up with Florida cheese, then California cheese is the latest one? Now, I must say you did write a Wisconsin cheese, so we've been included there.
That's right.
So tell us the story of how these cheeses were worked into your books.
Well, I think it might be best if I just sort of read you the first paragraph from that one.
I'd love to hear it.
These three mice that we're talking about, they are Jewish mice, and they live in the wall of a bagel bakery. So being in New York City in the wintertime, they like to vacation in Florida. But in order to do that, they have to pack up some supplies for the long trip. So one of the mice's name is Jonah. He says, "I think we need more cheese." Ebenezer said, "Geez, Schmeez, you're getting too fat anyway. You should go on a diet." "We're going all the way to Florida. We need more than breadcrumbs," said Jonah. "Yeah," said Bernie. "Slow-mo's moving truck. Don't pass out meals on the way." Okay, so we could use some more cheese," said Ebenezer. "And what do you suggest we do about it?" "We visit the cheese shop, of course," said Jonah. So you get an idea of where those accents come in to the story. It seems like all the greatest comedians were Jewish. We add a little humor to these books.
And we've had at least one great Jewish comedian from Sheboygan, as a matter of fact. Jackie Mason was born right here in 1931.
Oh, Jackie Mason, he was great.
Yes, and he was...
I did not realize he's Sheboygan born.
Yeah, born in Sheboygan, June 9th, 1931, and apparently still around at age 87.
Maybe I'll write him a letter.
I think that'd be a great idea. Who knows?
Yeah.
He could show up at a book signing. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be great.
Okay. Let's see. We were talking about the three mice taking the trip to Florida from New York, so they had to pack up plenty of cheese. So they have vacation in Florida, and I understand that in your books, you like to make these learning experiences. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, there's always the new places and historical facts thrown in. For instance, in the Wisconsin cheese book, the mice, even though they'd like to go to Wisconsin, their little feet won't carry them that far, so they have to hop on a subway. So readers learn what a subway is. There's pictures. Everything is accurately illustrated. And they go all the way to Washington, D.C. to try to talk someone into giving them a ride to Wisconsin. And, of course, they have to climb up the steps to the Capitol building. They have to roam the halls of Congress. They have to eventually meet up with the Speaker of the House, who happens to make trips to Wisconsin.
You even get a little bit of a fact-based history in there, don't you?
Yes. Yes. And then in my newest one, California Cheese, it's sort of set up to be a learning experience by having problems that have to be solved along the way, and the readers can participate in solving those problems.
Uh-huh. And the newest book, California Cheese, is going to get a launch, not only online, but you're going to be making an appearance. Tell us about the launch on April 6th.
Yes, we're going to have a launch party. Everybody's invited. It's going to be at Cooper Elementary School Gymnasium. That's at 2014 Cooper Avenue in Sheboygan. It's April 6th. It runs between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. There will be more than just me there. They'll have some vendors, foods, drinks. I'll have a little cheese snacks, but come on in. I'll sign the books for anybody that wants to be there, and we're going to have a big party.
What age group would you say is ideal for your book, California Cheese, and the other two that you've published?
Well, I normally say that they're good for ages 3 to 10, but a 3-year-old would have to have it read to them, and I've had many teenagers tell me they really enjoy reading the book, too, so it can expand a bit.
And reading to a young child is one of those growing experiences that's been proven to be really valuable for, you know, close ties with the parents, for getting introduced to the concept of reading, and especially in a day where electronics seems to be replacing a lot of the old-style reading. This is pretty important stuff.
Right, right. I had one reviewer of this California Cheese book come in with some comments for me already, and she said that reading this book would be good for grandparents, too, because it will bring up the memories of Disneyland and old Mickey Mouse scenarios and that sort of thing, and it'll start a conversation with their children in that way. I'm sure that would be a good experience.
That would, definitely. So people can get any of the three books at your signing event. That's going to be at Cooper Elementary School on April 6th, 9 a.m. till 2 p.m., and there will be lots of goings on there. If people miss that, where will they be able to purchase the book?
Well, they are not in my hand yet.
You're waiting for that first one, huh?
Right. The Florida Cheese and Wisconsin Cheese are now available at Bookheads in Plymouth and at a few places in Sheboygan, Victorian Chocolate Shop, Lucy's Roost. There's probably one other I'm forgetting. Oh, yes, Tiny Tykes in Sheboygan Falls, yes.
Okay, outstanding. So, Lee Trotta, children's book author, appearing on April 6th at Cooper School. If people would like to find out more, is there an easy place to go online?
Yes, there is a Facebook page. It's just called Florida Cheese. So if you type in Florida Cheese in your search box, you should find me, although there may be another one that's actual cheese. But one that describes my books, and I even write some poetry that you'll find on there.
Outstanding. We're looking forward to the event. And Lee Trotta, thanks so much for spending time with us, and good luck with California Cheese.
Hey! Thank you very much.
That's today's Spotlight. I'm Kevin Zimmerman.